Kia ora koutou, pretty casual kind of a night here. We just messaged a few of the boys to see what everyone was up to and thought we'd do a bit of a recap. So welcome on board, Sean and Ryan. Good to have you guys.
Good to be back. How's it going?
Good, man. It's all good here.
It wasn't intentional getting them on the narrow screens there, to make them look smaller and make us look bigger. Honestly, it wasn't.
I reckon it does the opposite. I'm looking at there and thinking, fuck, look at the shoulder width on those boys. Now I'm kind of fucking trying to puff up a little bit here.
It's the t-shirt.
Yeah, it's good. Hey, look, talking about shirts and things, man. And like, I bought this bad boy from the op shop because I quite like the logo. But I went to one of those $2 shops and I wanted a bandana, but they had do rag. So I got this fucking do rag, and it's gold, bro. Looking at it and I'm thinking, fuck, it's terrible. And I kind of bought it as a joke, but I kind of like it, but it's kind of bad looking. But anyway, $2, man, at one of those Dollarama shops. If anyone wants a do-rag out there for
money well spent.
I think so, bro. I think so.
Yeah, right. Style back around. So
hey, big news this week, obviously, America's Cup. Anyone follow America's Cup? Anyone been watching racing?
No. Not too much.
Like, I watched a bit of it and it was actually really exciting, and I got all patriotic and was getting pretty hyped up when the boys won. And one of the cool things when they won is you know, obviously, like, they all celebrate and they, you know, because they're just so cool, calm and collected and you know, about things. And they had the interviews and that, and they were so cool, calm and collective. But at the end, they cut loose like they had fucking won. And one of the boys grabbed the bottle of Mum's, I think, and he fucking did the vortex. And I thought, choice, it's good to see the boys cutting loose and kind of being a little bit human. But on the other hand, this week, did anyone see that epic interview from Toby Rudolph from Cronulla? Show this interview, boys. You can have a look at this one. This is my little talking point.
Toby, it's Fletch. Congratulations on the win and your form. Now, listen, you're a bit of an old-fashioned player. What's on the cards for T. Rudolph tonight?
Probably about 1,000 beers. Probably go to Northies, try and pull something. Anything will do. Look, honestly, it's all about recovery these days. straight in the ice bath and we're staying very, very quiet.
Hey, Toast.
Yeah, it was interesting. He pulled out the... I thought it was fucking gold. What are you going to do? I'm going to go have 1,000 beers and go to Northies and try and pull something. Yeah, and they fucking scathed him. The media said that he was being sexist and it wasn't politically correct. And what's your thoughts on that one, boys?
Oh, you know how I feel about that after my incident at work a few weeks ago, man. I can't say too much for contractual reasons, eh? But that sort of stuff shits me, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's gone too far.
Yeah, man. Like, I thought it was, like, the funniest fucking post-match interview, like, taking the piss. And then, you know, and then to hear people come back and kind of say that. And I was just thinking, fuck. Hopefully we don't ever get like that because, like, you know, I'm probably going to get baked and fucking do a box of Nangs after this one, but you got to watch some porn or something. There you go. So I'm sure, hopefully, I can offend someone by saying that. But, you know, like, it just seems a bit silly that people get so fucking precious about it, man, you know?
Yeah. It seems to be the thing at the moment, though. What's it called? The cancel culture?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's important that you can be yourself as long as you're not a white, heterosexual, middle-class male, in which case you're not allowed to be yourself.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, it is what it is. Anyway, I thought we'd do a bit of a wrap round and see what people have been up to and what's new. So, Mike, we'll kick off with you. What's been happening? What's been happening with training plans?
Oh, you've been my agony aunt for training over the last wee while. Eh? I've been battling a little bit. Oh, actually, Sean, I've hit him up in the gym too and cried on his shoulder a little bit. My numbers aren't great. Training's going all right. You know, pretty full in the gym. You know, it's going well, but like, I've lost about 1.5 kilos in the last sort of month or so, and I don't think I'm in better condition. So I kind of was doing my head in because, you know, I really want to kind of put some size on before I start cutting. And the numbers don't indicate that I have, but the training's going well and the strength's coming up. And I mean, I just kind of had to, I could throw all that shit out the window and just go, look, I'm just going to focus on one day at a time. So I put a calendar up on my bathroom mirror, and I was just crossing off the days, one at a time, perfect days. You know, if I get a perfect day of training, perfect day of eating, and the rest will just take care of itself. So I'm trying to just focus in one day at a time and sort of let the rest take care of itself, because otherwise I was just doing my eating. But look, hopefully I'm going the right direction. The strength's coming, and the pumps are good, and you know, body feels pretty good in the gym. Yeah. Just out of the gym, I kind of do my head in. So,
comp wise, where you looking?
I was carb cycling. Gave that a try for a while. Didn't really kind of. Admittedly, it wasn't. I talked to Sean, and my carb cycling wasn't as extreme as his. I was probably only 1,000 calories different from a high and a low day. But I didn't find that I was sort of growing and staying lean on that. So I've just gone back to sort of straight calories. But look, I looked at a post from Darren Dingle the other day, and him and I are, you know, relatively similar weights. I'm a little bit heavier than him, but he was on 6,000 something calories, and I'm only on, you know, 3,700 or something. I'm trying not to get fat. So I'd like to push the calories up, but I'm just trying not to get too fat. Last year I got a bit sloppy with it when I was bulking and found it hard to lose enough fat for the competition. So I don't want to let the body fat get too out of control, but I do want to start pushing the calories up. So I'm kind of stuck in that difficult place, but we'll just keep boxing on and see what happens.
You're aiming nationals in one qualifier, is it right?
Yeah, so I'm going to start dieting in mid-July for NABBA nationals in October.
Yeah.
And I'll just halfway through that, just over half, there's a show here in Dunedin I can use to qualify. And being over 50s, there's never more than three people in it, so I should be able to qualify okay. So I'm not really worried coming in sort of not in great condition, because I should still qualify and then do nationals. And depending on how it goes at that, I might have a crack at the Tournament of Champions and have a dip my toe in IFBB Classic and probably over 50s bodybuilding as well.
Hey, I'm just thinking, like, if we did a who's who of the fucking over 50s, you could get a pretty sharp fucking lineup. Imagine turning up to that and seeing guys like, you know, like Mark Anderson, you know, and a bunch of those sort of guys that are kind of at that level, you know, guys that have won universes, things like that, in New Zealand.
John Gallivan from our gym.
Yeah, Andy. That'd be a pretty wicked lineup that most fucking 20 to 30 year olds would walk in and fucking just want to dive off the stage if you see some of those boys out there.
Definitely some weapons, eh, and that, like, out there.
Yeah, hard, bro.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to stand up with them either. Maybe we don't want those guys there too.
Yeah. Okay, Sean, what have you been up to down there?
Just checking along, training away, really focusing on getting my strength up. I mean, nowhere near compared to Ryan, but it's up there.
Gold. And you, because you're full bulk mode at the moment, eh?
Yeah. This whole year, though, no competitions in mind. Just focus on working and just getting bigger.
Nice.
That's the one.
Yeah. Fuck leaves us with you, Ryan. What have you been up to? I've seen some on again, off again training, and it always seems to be first train back with a ridiculous weight that none of us could do after a year's solid training.
That one-handed 200K deadlift, that was nuts. I've shown a few people that, eh?
My training is very off and on still. It hasn't really changed much since the last time I was on here. I have weeks where I'll train four or five times, and I have weeks where I train twice. It's just not a massive priority for me at the moment. Heaps of other stuff going on at the moment, but we're slowly coming back. I'm trying.
Training with the big boy?
I haven't been lately. He's been a bit busy as well, and then him being a personal trainer, a lot of the time that I train is when he has clients, so it doesn't work in all the time. But I've been doing a bit by myself at the moment. Just trying to get back into that routine of training, you know, at least three or four times a week again. So this is the first week that I've actually been three times this week already. So I've only missed one day, you know, and that's probably the first time I've done that in about two or three months. So we're
working. Big numbers though, bro. You've been throwing some big numbers around. What were your sort of, I guess, your major achievements and numbers wise in the last couple of weeks?
I did some deadlifts the other day for the first time in God knows how long, and managed to pull 260 for four and then 220 for eight. So again, nowhere near what I, you know, had done before, but I can't complain too much. My bench press is still around 200 for a couple reps, and my squats I can still get 300 for one or two, but going from 300 for seven to eight, you know, it's a bit of a drop. But you know,
it's been good, been real motivating actually watching your you know, putting your videos out. Like, I'm a little bit like, every time I see it, I'm like, oh, fuck, here he goes again. And it's just like, but it's hugely motivating seeing some of those big weights being moved. And, you know, like, I'm actually really enjoying following you and actually some of the powerlifters lately, like more so than the bodybuilders, because the actual clips that you watch, the videos of training, are a lot more exciting because the poundages are big and you're kind of like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, well, I the aim is within the next 3 months to be back to, if not bigger than I was at my peak, is the goal. I'm finally settled into my new place and settled into a bit of a new life now. So the focus is going back onto getting big again.
Bro, 100% really important to have that platform to launch off. And I told Mike about this, like I spent like at least a couple of years getting that platform first, and people would say, why don't you compete again? Why don't you do this? And I'd always say, you know, and I think it was Dave Smith down in Christchurch said to me, you know, before you even think about competing, you need to have all your ducks in a row, because if you haven't got that rock solid base, the wheel's going to fall off down the track. So, you know, I spent a couple of years doing that to actually get to that point. And so, you know, getting those things sorted first before you dive in first is fucking good, man.
Yeah, definitely the smarter way to do it. Like what happened on the last time we had a chat, I was, you know, trying to get back into it, and I think I just kind of jumped into the deep end a little bit too fast, trying to go straight back into that same level of commitment that I'd had for years, and it just, I was just, I'd be up here for a few weeks and down here again, and so we're just slowly working back at it. We'll get there.
I went through a similar sort of path where you know, training would go really well for a couple of weeks, and then I'd kind of fall off the wagon. And I think that's kind of the early stage. And as you say, you know, as things start getting a little bit more consistent, and Mike, you made a real, what was your comment about building habits? You made that statement to me about building good habits and bad habits.
Oh, I can't remember that. I had another one I wanted to share, but yeah, I can't remember the habits.
Yeah, it was something around, you know, about the repetition, you know, and building success and that kind of thing. And I think as you go along, the momentum builds, and then all of a sudden you kind of look back and think, holy shit, we're fucking strung up, you know, X amount of days together, and then X amount of days become months and things. So it sounds like you're tracking in the right direction, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting there. Like I said, the numbers are coming back, the weight's coming back. I weighed myself the other day, and I was back down to about 119 kilos. So I nearly had to have a cry on the scales there, so that was pretty low. But it's to be expected, you know. I've moved to a new into a new house and a whole lifestyle change in the last probably 3 or 4 months. So training and eating has kind of taken a bit of a back foot, but. You will see me around this year somewhere, whether it's bodybuilding or another lifting sport. I will be popping up at some point.
Awesome, bro.
I've got this philosophy that over the long term, your success is generally not just dictated by how well you do when everything's clicking and you're humming, but it's really how much damage limitation you do when things aren't going well.
Yeah.
So if you can kind of try and maintain a little bit when things are rough or you're busy at work or whatever else is going on, and sort of try and limit the damage a little bit so you've got a good platform to kick on from when your sort of motivation comes back up or circumstances dictate that you can put 100% in it again. And that sort of dictates how well you do long term.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, yeah, sure. Sorry, Ryan. Carry on.
No, you're right. Go on.
Sean, you were also throwing some big weights around. I saw some little video the other day. What was that? Were you doing RDLs and rows or something, wasn't it?
I thought it was RDLs. It was rows.
Yeah, it was the, was it 170 kilo bent over rows?
Jesus.
Yeah, man.
They weren't bad either. It wasn't like it wasn't a lot of lower back in there, eh? It was pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good form.
Like, the, you know,
back's the for me. So it's for me, it's not impressive because I've gone up to 190 on the bent rows. So I'm still building up that, just having it cleaner.
Yeah, it's a hard one. Like, I've done four plates, but they were fucking borderline upright rows. You know, the form went out the window, and then I kind of said to myself, I'm going to back off, and I'm going to work my way back up till I get that 180 in good form, and I've never quite hit it. And I think, you know, anyone that can do a four plate row with good form for a number of reps genuinely has a fucking strong back. You know, that seems to be the number, and anyone that creeps over that four plates seem to be the freaks with the, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. We had a bit of a chat. Sorry, Sean. Cut you off there.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we've got four plates as well.
Yeah, we had a bit of a chat in the gym the other day about your carb cycling. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how you're structuring that?
Yes, so I've got three different days. I think a low day, medium day, and a high day. So my medium days, just every sort of every day that I train apart from legs, and then my low days are my rest days, and my high days are my leg days, and then it's about 500 grams of carbs difference from high days to low days, and then it's about 200 grams carbs difference between low days and medium days.
So that 500 grams of carbs is about 2,000 calories. That's quite a big variance between the low and high days.
Yeah, because at the moment for me, it's getting harder and harder to constantly get that food in. So when I do have low days, I'm starving and ready for the food to come in next day.
And do you feel your muscles kind of filling quite well on those medium and high days?
I stay pretty full. I never really flatten out, because I always have pumps. There's never any issues when I'm sort of worrying about carbs are too low on the low days. And that high day is essentially just so leg day doesn't drop my weight down rapidly, because if I don't have the big sort of carbs on that day, my weight will drop down about 2 or 3 kilos.
Interesting one. Hey, Mike, you're on mute there at the moment. Maybe I muted you.
This is awesome. This is just the way we like having Mike on the podcast.
I've never really done carb cycling or anything for any of my preps. I always just had a set amount of calories and I ate the same thing every day. And I had the odd diet made for me that had carb cycling in it, but I was very much I just like to do my meal prep and have the same thing and know exactly what's going in every single day. And I was quite happy to do it that way. I've always done it the same.
I've always been the same. I just wanted to give this a try because it seems to be the fad. And then apparently when you start prepping, you can just add in another low-carb day and that brings you down and add another one in until you end up with sort of one or two high-carb days a week. And that's the way you structure your diet. But I didn't find it work very well. It wasn't good enough that I wanted to stick with it. So I've gone back to just the set food every day. You know, same weight, same amount, same carbs, same calories every day.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I think that's what it's always kind of suited me as well. And to be fair, a majority of my diet, even in the off season, is fairly low carb anyway. I tend to run better on low carbs and higher protein. So cycling, when you're already on low carb, and cycling the carbs didn't really work when I was only eating a small amount anyway. It'd be interesting to see what a few high carb days do to me.
Mike, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah. I just got a message.
Yeah, hey, look, we just did a bit of a wrap around to see where everyone's at and what they've been up to. And How's things in Tauranga?
Mate, rocking and rolling. Rocking and rolling. It's always good here. Went and trained with Tom Shaw the other day. Looking like a building with legs, which I do with legs also look like buildings. So, yeah, it's huge. So we were joined up. We trained at a different gym. So changed scenery.
Yeah. I spoke to Tom earlier, and I'm going to break the news. Going to break the big news. So as of next Thursday, Tom Shaw is going to be running Functional Fitness.
He's
going to be managing that. So he has said to all those people that know Tommy Shaw, get along, go and check out Functional Fitness if you haven't on the Shaw, and go for a train. It's definitely on my hit list. So
have you not been there before?
Not since it was rebranded.
I'm pretty sure you used to train at Wolves, weren't you?
but not since. And there's certainly some cool pieces of equipment in there that haven't yet have a play on.
The best one being the air conditioning.
Fuck it. Oh, honestly, man, like, that's been a lifesaver this summer in Hawke's Bay, man. You know, like, fuck, the days of training in gyms with only extractor fans on the roof and that.
Yeah,
great. Well, for that shit.
Yeah. Some important times.
Yeah.
You haven't given us your rundown, Nate. What's the...
My rundown. Real, you know, blew out my SI joint. Made a shitty mess of that. Rehabbed, it's really good. Started squatting again. Started RDLs again. That's really cool. Decided to finally sort my shoulder out. So I'm getting a scan on that on tomorrow morning. I said to them, I said, look, I don't really give a fuck about the actual shoulder itself because it's been fucked for 30 years. As long as I can hit a lat spread because the trap keeps engaging. So we're having to play around with that. It's pretty torturous, but we're working through that and doing that. So that's pretty much it. Tomorrow I'm heading down to Kapiti. So I'm going to go and watch, Saturday. I'm going to head down and jiu-jitsu competition. So I'm going to watch a young fella nap and tap and all that kind of stuff. So, pretty exciting.
I thought you might. Do you want to talk about your interactions with Jamie over the last couple of weeks? I thought that was
I probably had the same thing as Mike and Ryan. Same deal, man. I started looking at the scales a lot. And I came out of a recomp, obviously, and then we sort of upped the carbs. And, you know, I kept looking better, kept doing my check-ins, they were looking good, but my scale weight started dropping. And so for the last 3 weeks, it sort of tracked downwards. And kind of like Sean said, you know, after a big leg session, I'd be down sort of 2 kilos, and then it would slowly creep its way up throughout the week, and then I'd still be a couple of hundred grams behind. So I sort of threw my toys a little bit and said, what the fuck? We're fucking bulking. We're supposed to be bulking. I said, you know, even if I'm getting leaner and all the rest of it, that's not the fucking aim here. And I said, you know, and Jamie kind of put me in my place, actually. It was really good. He just said to me, you know, how's your gym performance, you know, and what are your weights doing? And I said, yeah, I'm getting stronger. Yeah, I'm doing better workouts. And he goes, well, there's your answer. You're putting on muscle. And so I did my next check-in, and I dropped a bit of weight, and I was markedly leaner in the photos. And he said, "You know, you're right. We're going to fucking push the carbs." So as of tomorrow, fuck, the carbs have gone through the roof. So it's going to be interesting. I'm going to probably be complaining in the probably about 2 or 3 weeks' time. I bet you I'll be complaining. Fuck, there's so much food. I'm sick of eating, but. At the moment, I'm looking forward to it. So it's kind of exciting times, and hopefully we can kind of put on some size without getting too fluffy, you know. I know he'll pull me back, so if I start getting too fluffy, so.
But yeah. It was interesting, his justification, because we talked about it, and before you spoke to him, it was like, well, what the fuck, you know. And then his justification was pretty good. It's essentially like coming out of a comp, and he wanted to stretch out that time period that you can kind of eat more and grow for as long as possible, as opposed to just what a lot of us do and just shove as much food in as we can right off the bat and blow that metabolism apart.
Yeah, I think, you know, like most of us have kind of been through that that stage of, you know, bulking and just getting as big as we can, and then having a fucking diet for 20 weeks and looking fantastic and eating anything we like for 4 weeks post comp and just looking better and better. And on week five, just looking like a pile of dog shit. And, you know, his approach has very much been, let's take that window and let's drag that window out for as long as we can. And it was pretty frustrating, like, from my point of view. You know, he'd say, just hold it. I'm happy with the carbs. Next week, maybe we'll push them up. And then next week we'd come in and say, no, just stay the same. And I didn't really have the full understanding about what he was trying to achieve by dragging that period out. And now that, you know, we've probably gone, I think we're week six, and, you know, my weight hasn't moved a lot, but my composition's great. My muscle mass has gone up, and now we're going to push those carbs. So it'll be interesting to see how long the condition stays before I start going fluffy, and then we have to pull it back again. So, yeah.
That's probably a good lesson. You know, have a chat to the coach, ask the questions. If he's got the answers, and he'd had the answers. And
especially if you're a temperamental fucker like me. You know, like at one point, I think I was fucking bitching and whinging to you, and it was almost like, he better come back with a good justification or fuck this. And like I said that to him, like, I'm pretty open with that, and he's really good like that. But you're right. If you know, like, if you kind of go off on your own thing, go, fuck it, I'm going to increase my carbs, potentially I could have blown out that opportunity to, you know, have a really good sustained period of lean growth. So, yeah, that's kind of where things are at here.
Cool.
Right, so competitions. Sorry, man. Competitions coming up.
You're right.
We've got a bunch of competitions coming up. First of which is the Natties. So if anyone wants to check out Natties on the 9th of April in Taupo, I'm going to rock along there. And I'm going to do some interviews, I think. Just interview some athletes backstage and try and get some footage of the shit that, you know, like, I guess for people that haven't been around the sport as long as we have and been backstage and all that, there's a bunch of shit that goes on that no one knows about. So, like, kind of want to cruise around and interview some of the officials and get some candid kind of stuff there. So that's on the 9th in Taupo of April. 24th.
You know, the best thing backstage, Nate, that you won't be able to pick up on, it's actually the smells, all the different tanning lotions and whatnot. It just, when it gets into your nostrils, you know it's go time. I really like that. Eh? So maybe it's some type of camera that'll pick up the smells for everyone.
We could market that, you know, that would be like protein cologne.
Yeah.
Smelling
salts.
No.
Smelling salts. Love smelling salts, man. Have you had those ammonia snaps? The ones you snap and you do them and they kind of feels like you've just ripped a line of coke with chlorine in it or something. but yeah, all those kind of things, eh? They
it's not even chlorine, Nate. How would you know what that's like?
I don't know. Just guessing. I also did when I go in and before the gym, I always chuck liniment on, and people come into the gym and go, fuck, I could smell you before I open the door. But as soon as I kind of get like start putting it on, you get that smell. Sometimes I'll even wipe it under here, so you've got that deep heat sort of smell. But it's kind of like it's business time, and it's so funny how those kind of things trigger you, put
get little, you in the right. The little switch, flip the switch on, and you're away.
The real switch is when you use the liniment, and then you forget, and you go to the toilet, and you get a little bit, you know.
tell me, you guys, have you guys used that stuff called Phenelgan? Oh, no. Really? Like, it's like deep heat, but it's 1,000 times worse. And if you get it on your fucking hands, and even if you wash your hands with water and soap and that, it still kind of hangs around, but it's real nasty, man. And I copped that on my sacks one day. Fuck. Holy shit. It's level. Yeah. It's Phenelgan,
man. Did it tell you what it tasted like?
I don't know, bro. I didn't drop my sacks in anyone's mouth. gold. Right. We've got that one. We've got Napa County's Manukau, so the first of the Auckland comps on the 24th. First of the Federation comps, Auckland champs, and it's a men's physique and bikini pro qualifier. So first of our pro qualifiers for the year. So you going up to that one, Mike?
Don't know. Charlie works on that day, so I've been asked by the Prez to go up. But and there's a guy at one of the local gyms doing the pro qualifier. I've seen him before. He's done one of the overseas Arnolds or something, you know, or the what's the one they have that it was originally in India back in the day, that Phil Heath did. He's done that or something, and yeah, he can come in pretty damn good. So you're interested to see. I know there's some heat coming up from down here anyway.
Nice. Maybe I'd like to get someone like that on just to have a yak, see what their headspace is going into a comp like that.
You know? Well, it's tough, you know, you've got to decide, do I wear the blue trunks, do I wear the green trunk? Pressure.
I don't know, man. I think any of those shows that have got something on the line, like, you know, a pro qualifier or the nationals, kind of another level than just doing it, like, because you just kind of go to your qualifier, and I mean, yeah, sure, you want to win a regional or whatever, but the level of pressure kind of builds when you get into those where there's something at stake. As you know, Mike.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I can never win the qualifier. Right? I did the Waikato show like 3 times, never won it. But I'd win a week later.
That's when it counts, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I've managed a regional win, but I'm always a bridesmaid when it comes to national competitions, any sport, you know.
Yeah.
It's not much fun coming second, but yeah. And then the other one we've got is the Nabba Taranaki, so I'll probably head over to that one as well. So I'm going to try and get to at least 3 of those, and somewhere in between there, there's the Natties, the ICN, South Islands, Mike, and Christchurch. So you might have to drag yourself up to that one. Yeah. We're waiting for BSC to give us our budget for travel this year, but you know.
My email conversation with the Olympic team today about what I am and aren't allowed to post for the sponsored athlete during that time, like sponsorship.
How's business going anyway? Heaps going on?
Yeah, it's good.
Lots of sort of post-COVID, you know, things happening.
Yeah, COVID. It was really good to switch people onto health and wellness, and you know, that's what we're pushing. I was fortunate to get product into Chemist Warehouse last year, and it's been nice, and things are pretty good. Yeah.
That's a really good one, man. I went into one of those the other day because a friend went in there and goes, you should go check it out. They've got heaps of supplements. Because I'm in Hawke's Bay, we only have, I think we've got one supplement store in Hastings and one in Napier. So, you know, you're pretty limited. So I went and checked out that, and they had some good pricing in there. But it's good from a business perspective to get into something that's not, you know, not a specific supplement store.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a great example, and I can't remember the name of the, it's a Light Bang, a similar sort of thing to that. It might even been Bang. One of them, they've sold the rights to Pepsi. And did anyone see that? One of them sold it, and I think it was sold for, it was like $4 or $8 billion, like a billion, had the billion on it, man. And I was like, fuck, that opens up a whole new world, because you've got a distribution network for that, for the mainstream public. You start sticking that in dispensing machines. But Chemist Warehouse, a similar sort of thing. You know, you're potentially getting exposure to a lot wider market than what you do when you throw it in a sports specific.
You know, well, I'm a pro bodybuilder and all that, and I love my bodybuilding. The reality is that's not where the money's going to be made, and there's a hell of a lot more people that don't do that and don't go and compete. And, you know, we've got a range of products from low carb bars and vegan products and green tea and such that's really about health. And, you know, we can cater to them. I'm happy to do so. And it's been a win for us.
Mm-hmm. Probably something we need to kind of look at, you know, to continue to grow our sport, is how do we make our sport more accessible to the average person? Because, you know, like the average sport fan would probably fucking enjoy a bodybuilding show, but they wouldn't actually go to a bodybuilding show unless they knew someone in it.
Do you mean accessible as in watchable or accessible as in to partake in?
Probably more about putting bums on seats, to be fair, you know. So yeah.
The problem is with the subjective criteria, it's kind of hard to know. When the average layperson looks at a bodybuilding show, they find it tough to pick why someone's first, second, or third. So
yeah, kind of. And 800 categories. Geez, it's a long day to sit through. I was who were you talking to the other day? That you're talking to John, and he talked about the show at the AHN Centre back in the day. That finished
at 2 a.m.
I was in that freaking show. I got ninth from the juniors, and God bless my family, sat through that. I'm like, Jesus, that was bloody boring, but. You know, they sold out the AATS in a top and bottom floor back in 1990. You know, Peter Hardwick flew competitors up from the South Island and everything. But, yeah, you've got to find a way. I think, I hate to say it, the board shorts and the bikini and that would spark a bit more interest than some of the other stuff where they're just going to look at guys, the big guys, and go, well, I don't understand that. So, you've got Sammy Iover, he's coming on, and I remember... The first gym I was at, there was a signed picture of him on the wall in Peter Hardwick's gym. And I used to look at it and go, that's just a gorilla. I don't even understand what I'm looking at.
So I think there's probably opportunities to combine small aspects of a bodybuilding show with other sporting events. So, you know, like one of the things that was really cool to be involved in was years ago at the Sleeman Centre, which is where they had the Aussie Nationals just recently, they had a real short format strongman competition. They had a short format powerlifting, and they had like, I think it were two classes of a bodybuilding show, and they were all invitational, and they came on, and it was like the bodybuilding was done and dusted in an hour and a half. You know, the strongman sort of popped on periodically for different events, but then and they had all a whole bunch of other things going on at the same time. So if there was like a, you know, any sort of sporting event set, you could kind of have a, you know.
Yeah, it'd have to be bite-sized, as you say, one or two classes. You couldn't put a full show on it and pull the tits off everyone, to be honest. I mean, you know, I'll be honest, there's times during a bodybuilding show, I walk out and go and have a coffee and a sit down for me.
It's a big day.
Is more fun than watching the show a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's a bit of a social catch-up for us boys, I guess, you know, when we go there. But
it seems you're down there in aviation, so you've got to go and catch up with Aaron at Explosive and maybe drag him onto the...
I've been trying. Put the acid on him because I've been trying. I catch up with him every probably 2 or 3 weeks. I'll pop in and say hi or I see him at the gym.
Yeah, I sowed the seed for a show in Wellington that's coming up later on in the year and suggest that he might... It might be worth him having a crack at that.
Yeah, look, he's talented, man. He's got a lot of talent.
He's in good shape now.
Yeah, he was a very, very good powerlifter years ago. I remember he was training with sort of Derek Pomana's sort of crew over at Star Fitness. So, we'll get him on. We'll get him on. Keep leaning on him. Right. Okay, guys. So, show's coming up. That's us. Anything else anyone wants to sort of yarn about? We're all Friday nighting it tonight, aren't we? Or Thursday nighting it?
It's a late one for me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 2 a.m. start for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So what's that? 5 hours from now? Yep.
Sorry. I'm going to do the X race with my son tomorrow. So that's going to be a bit of fun. I did it 3 years ago and I tore some ankle ligaments. I've got a bit of a sore foot, so getting that strapped up tomorrow. But the real challenge that, one of the challenges, I had to learn to juggle 3 balls and I'm, I struggle with the 2 I've got. So it's going to be interesting.
Oh, God.
I'm showing that bodybuilders are not, you know, not just all show. We're real athletes too. We can juggle, maybe.
All good. Hey, look, guys, thanks for coming on at short notice and been real good having to catch up with you boys. Can't wait to catch up with your progress, Ryan and Sean, just watching that off-season, watching some of those numbers. And to hopefully on Saturday I might come for a train at 318, Ryan, so...
Yeah, it's the one weekend I'm not around. I'm up in Taupo this weekend.
That works perfectly for me, bro. I'll get in there and look moderately strong as long as I haven't seen you training in the last couple of weeks.
I'll tell you where the fake weights are that I use.
Awesome, bro. Fake plates, that's me. Right, guys, good to talk to you again, and all the very best for the next couple of weeks training, and we will touch base.
See you tomorrow afternoon for legs, Sean.
Yeah, guys, thank you.